5:35 at Tampa Bay's Q105. Mason Dixon, Roxanne, Bobby, and Andrew getting you started on a brand new week.
Yeah, that's right.
A chance to rock the cash box for $1,000 five times a day.
Five times.
Wow.
We'll do it this morning at 8, then at 11, 1, 4, and 6. Just listen for the keyword to get in that cash box.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give you the number to text it to, which is it's always the same number, 40772. Mm-hmm. But you have to listen to find out what the keyword is.
Okay.
We'll give you the word. You got 15 minutes to text it and grab yourself $1,000.
Wow.
That's going to be fun. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Everybody enjoy and get through the weekend.
Tell you what, it was a lot of work. You know, everybody had to take care of the yard and take the trees out and do all this stuff. But what exciting sports this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And to take our mind off of everything that happened last week.
That's what was nice.
That's for sure. What was your favorite game?
I got to say the Gator game. I mean, I'm excited about the Buccaneers, but that Gator game, you talk about excitement. Yeah. That finale, I thought they were going to need security to get the people off the field. They went nuts. It was a, it was tied up. Everybody expected it going to overtime, and that pass. Oh,
as a Gator fan, you feel so tight inside watching this game, such a close game, and then a touchdown like that. I mean, it's like you won the championship. It felt like a huge victory.
Yeah, and we needed it.
I love the Bucs game because everybody, all the hype about, oh no, they had a week off, so what are they going to do? It doesn't matter. That was essentially their bye week, and they were rested and ready to go.
I thought it was awful nice of them. You know, all these fans from Chicago in the area, so they let them score a touchdown at the end just to take care of them. I mean, so it didn't feel like they got skunked, because we kicked their butt all day.
Yeah, I watched three games yesterday. We were out at dinner for the Gator game, and the whole place, because they had all the TVs on, the whole place went crazy when they threw that pass and won the game. That was exciting. And then, of course, I watched the Bucs game, and then the game right after that, later on, I watched the Green Bay Atlanta game, but that Dallas Denver game, until it just became a blowout, kind of like the Bucs game. Once it became a blowout, it's like, okay, let me see what else is on. I switched over and saw Martin Truex win the NASCAR race up in Chicago.
I missed that. Darn, I missed that.
Yeah, you usually do.
Because he goes around circles really good.
Turned left again?
Yeah, he keeps going left.
But it was a big sports weekend to get our mind off of everything and try to rest and relax a little bit and so I did some of that. I was getting ready to wrap up all the extension cords and put the stable fuel in the generator to make sure the gas didn't go bad for the next time. And then I looked out there and I just saw a girl named Maria.
Oh, no.
She does not, at this point, look like she is going to have any effect on Florida.
No.
But those poor folks on those islands down there that were devastated by Irma, she's going to go right over the top of Barbuda and St. Martin and St. Martin and all of those.
St. Thomas.
Oh, man.
Well, a big difference from before. You know, a few weeks ago, you're talking about blah, 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 blah. They don't care about the future hurricane. They say blah, blah, blah. Now you say something about hurricane, everybody goes, what?
Where
is it? Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
What?
So just in case, I left the generators out on the patio and left the cabling and everything there just in case.
You live in Lutz. You may need it anyway.
Yeah, if the wind blows out there, the power goes out.
I know. Did you guys know that it was Truck Driver Appreciation Week last week? Can you believe that coincidence? It started on Monday, the day that Irma hit Florida.
Boy. Yeah.
And we're so thankful of those truck drivers, right?
Well, let me tell you, the ones that were delivering fuel, delivering food, and the ones who were driving those trucks and coming down here to get our power turned back on. Yes, we appreciate them.
My airhead moment last week, so tired, delirious from no heat, and you hear people talking about, oh, thank goodness for those linemen. Thank goodness for those linemen helping us out. And I'm like, yeah, those defensive linemen are really helping us out. I wish the wide receivers would step up. I mean, come on. Second, you can see where my mind was.
Nice.
We're going to see highs reach 91 today with a 10% chance of rain right now in Tampa at 75. St. Pete is 76.
5:39, Mason and the gang. Thanks for getting up with us. We're ready to get your week started and start cashing in at 8 this morning. Tampa Bay's Q105. Do you know how much money is in this cash box?
How much?
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Ooh,
right.
Just what everybody needs to recover from what we were dealing with last Monday morning.
Some of it's coming out today.
That's it. When Irma rolled through here, and it will start coming out of that cash box, $1,000 at a time, at 8 o'clock this morning, again at 11, 1, four, and six. Okay. We will give you a word. It's a different word each time we play.
Okay.
And all you got to do is take that word and text it to 40772.
Okay.
So I would take that 40772 and put it in your smartphone and lock it down. Here. And that way you'll, but it's a 15-minute time frame, so it's not like you've got to do it in 10 seconds. And then you text it in and get ready to win. Computer kicks your name out, you're $1,000 richer, and down the pike we go.
There you go. All Bobby, you can't play.
All right.
8 o'clock.
I just wanted to make sure I know.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, I can't play. Why am I writing this down?
8 o'clock this morning, rocking the cash box. All right, we talked about sports. We talked about our Bucks. I talked about the two games I watched, the Dallas-Denver game and the Green Bay-Atlanta game. But you know what? There's another big game that we forgot to talk about.
Did.
Our local team.
Mm-hmm. Our USF Bulls, 47-23 over Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lovie Smith Who's having another hard time at Randy James. Oh, no.
Lovie came in and Lovie went out.
Yeah.
Hurting. And by the way, the new polls are out, and you'd be happy to know, all of us Bull fans here, that the coaches poll shows University of South Florida at number 17.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Right next to Auburn at number 16. Yay. Number 17, wow. USF. Now, the AP Top 25 has them at number 21, but that's still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alabama still on top. Clemson moves up to number 2. Oklahoma drops from 2 to 3. And pretty much everything stayed fairly stable. There were a few big losses here and there. Florida State's at number 11.
Yeah.
The Gators, after beating Tennessee, at number 22 in the coaches' poll and number 20 in the AP poll.
Okay.
So Florida State, and University of South Florida all in the top 25.
All in the top 25.
That's good. And Miami.
Been good. We love it.
Is Miami in there, too?
Wait a minute. Let me look.
Hey,
yeah, Miami's number 14 in both the polls.
Wow, there that's good. I thought they'd be up
there. The state of Florida's rocking.
Yeah.
And it's not because of a hurricane. Tampa Bay is Q105, 627 with Mason and the gang. Did you almost run out of fuel last week? Remember how hard it was to get gasoline?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, this happened to a guy, and he wasn't even here in Florida. He probably should have put some gas in his car.
Really?
Because he decided he was going to rob a gas station.
Uh-oh.
Yep, he made off. He got in there. Of course, it was a gas station, also a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed food, drinks, cigarettes, all kind of things. And jumped in his car and took off. Of course, the only thing he didn't steal was gas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
boy.
A state trooper arrested this knucklehead just a few miles down the road, sitting on the side of a two-lane highway outside of his vehicle, ran out of gas.
Wait, I forgot to get the gas.
Mm-hmm. On top of that, and this could have had something to do with it, his blood alcohol level was way above the legal limit.
Okay.
But and it was food and drinks that he ran off with. I don't think it was beer, but authorities say it didn't take him long. The guy had a gun, took the items, and he's headed for court this week. Don't you just love it?
Yes.
As much of a hard time as we had getting gas last week, and as Roxanne pointed out last week, there were a lot of times you were seeing cars over on the side of the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no gas.
Yeah.
Slowing down.
Running out of gas. Couldn't find it anywhere. I noticed that most of the stations are back open today, and I've also noticed something else.
Prices
are still up. Tampa Bay is Q105. It was a week ago this Monday morning that we were really suffering and scared to death of what was going on with Irma as she passed on through the Bay Area and began to head north.
No question.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that all of this gang stayed in place. Mm-hmm. But do you have friends who evacuated and went to another town?
A ton of friends who evacuated. Oh. I had friends who went to Orlando. I had friends who went to Atlanta.
You had friends that went to Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about Atlanta for a second. A couple of interesting things there that happened. There was a couple in Atlanta that, you know, Atlanta really pretty got really hammered by Irma. Irma was still fairly strong when it got up there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wind and rain and down trees and everything else. Well, this is a perfect example because this couple could not get out. A tree fell right across the front door. They opened the door and the tree was in the front door.
Oh, boy.
And they couldn't get out. So the hubby grabbed his chainsaw, cut a path through the down tree, and the two of them got to the hospital where she gave birth to twins.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. Can you imagine going into labor during the storm?
No.
And the tree's falling across the front door and you can't get out?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But all was good. Now, I got one more Atlanta story.
Okay.
You're going to love this one, too, because a couple from Florida trying to get away from Irma.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. sometimes you just can't outrun these things.
No, you can't.
You know, you're only driving so fast.
You don't know which way she's going.
That's it. Yeah. And she was going due north, and the storms were coming, and mm-hmm. it was headed right that way, and then the storms got really bad. And as they pulled into their hotel there in Atlanta, they drove their car right into the hotel swimming pool.
Oh, no.
A parking spot would have been fine.
Oh.
Should have stayed in Tampa. It might not have been so bad.
Should have kept going up to Wisconsin with Linda.
Yeah.
I mean, it was raining so hard. I mean, think about it. It was raining so hard and storming so bad that they had no way of being, they couldn't see where they were going.
Maybe they were just following their Siri map directions, and they said, turn right.
Yeah. Yep.
Turn right into the hotel swimming pool.
Yes.
And needless to say, they made a big splash in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is Q105, 654 with Mason and the gang. And as the kids all will go back to school today, except for Polk County, goes back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The younger one, if you are going out and buying some of the new essentials for them and happen to pick up the new Crayola box, you will find the brand new crayon color there called Blutiful.
Blutiful.
Mm-hmm. They ask everybody for different suggestions for the new blue color, and it turned out to be Blutiful. And turns out that who's a big fan of that?
Who?
Remember James Blunt and his song?
It's Blutiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's blue.
Well, his name was originally James Bunt, and he added the BL to it.
Yeah. Okay, well, just like they did. So
oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Do that. Yeah. Not a laughing matter. Hurricane Maria is going to strike the Leeward Islands later today, then will intensify and head towards the Virgin Islands in Puerto Rico. Should not affect Florida, but oh my gosh,
their predictions are not always right.
No, that's true. We do know that, but
watch it.
Jameis Winston threw for 204 yards yesterday and one touchdown in the Bucs' 29-7 victory over the Chicago Bears.
Yay!
The Bucs travel to Minnesota next weekend to face the Vikings on Sunday. Question for you guys.
Yep.
Why no cannons when the Bucs were in the red zone yesterday? What's going on with that?
I wondered that, too. One of the touchdowns, and I'm waiting for the boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And
it was maybe just it was wet from the hurricane or something.
Maybe the cannons are full of water. We got to find that out. Maybe you listeners, did anybody say anything about that? Let us know. We're kind of bumfuzzled on that.
Perplexed, yes. Four college football teams in the top 21 in the AP poll. FSU is number 12. Miami's ranked 14th. At the Gators with an exciting win over Tennessee this weekend, ranked 20th. And how about our USF Bulls? They're undefeated. They're 21st in the AP poll and 17th in the coaches poll. Here's your ABC Action News weather report. Highs will reach 91 today and tomorrow with only a 10% chance of rain. And Tampa at 75 and St. Pete at 76.
656 now. It's Monday, September 18th. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. A couple of celebrities share your birthday. Lance Armstrong's 46 today.
Wow.
Remember, Lance beat cancer, but didn't kind of beat the doping investigation as much. Frankie Avalon, the original Beach Boy. Frankie Avalon is 78 years old today.
Wow.
And Fred Willard, one of my favorite deadpan comedians, Modern Family, Best in Show, Spinal Tap, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
He is 78 today. And Robert Blake, the little rascal who played Mickey, later grew up to be Beretta and possibly did a little something he shouldn't have done with a knife. But that's another story altogether. He got acquitted on that. He's 84 today. 43 days till we get to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get edumacated now. Roxanne.
Yes, here.
Bobby.
Here.
Andrew.
Here.
18th of September in 1793, President George Washington laid the cornerstone of the north wing of the U.S. Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
Using a silver trowel and a marble-headed gavel to put the stone in place according to Masonic ritual.
Hmm.
And then, in the 1990s, in the Oval Office, Bill Clinton laid...
Oh, we don't need to hear about that.
I didn't do it. You didn't see me do it. You can't prove it. September 18th, 1851, the first issue of New York Daily News went on sale for 2 cents a copy.
New York Daily News.
The New York Daily News later became the New York Times.
Okay.
Today, it's not even worth 2 cents. September 18th, 1947, the United States Air Force became a separate military service organized under the Secretary of the Air Force. Cheers to the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on September 18th, 1878, WKRP in Cincinnati made its debut on CBS. Since then, TV's been on a steep downhill path, ending with the mess that was last night's TV Emmy Awards. September 18th, 1997, U.S. media magnate Ted Turner donated $1 billion to the United Nations. A lot of folks thought Ted was a little loony even before that, but giving that much money to the UN just proved it. Yep. Yeah. And that, folks, is the way we remember it. History class dismissed.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 18th. The moon's in Virgo. Here's one thing you need to know to have a fabulous day. Brought to you by JanetSkiellis.com, where you can see your future clearly.
Virgo.
It's your last nerve and someone steps on it.
Libra.
Keep your thoughts to yourself if you can.
Scorpio.
It's time to motivate the group to act.
Sagittarius.
Try to stay out of the professional line of fire.
Capricorn.
Negotiations reach a fever pitch.
Aquarius.
Financial upheaval is hard to deal with.
Pisces.
Everyone seems to be yelling at you.
Aries.
There's lots of work to be done, so get to it.
Taurus.
Fight for what you love.
Gemini.
Problems at home escalate.
Cancer.
Don't fight unless you have to.
Leo.
Oh, your spending is just beginning. So get up, get busy, make it a fabulous day. I am Janet Skiellis, the Star Goddess, for Mason Dixon.